This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
That's right, everyone. If you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, I had created this wonderful picture a couple weeks ago when Sarah and Vinny had announced that they had known each other for 21 years. When we were at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, there were a lot of really cool pictures. Yuzette had posted this a couple weeks ago, so I just grabbed it from her. But I posted this just to say, happy hump day, everyone. You're halfway there. And congratulations, Sarah and Vinny. You guys have known each other for 21 years.
Such a cute picture. I love it.
I want to look at it, but I got to do this other stuff.
All right.
Remind me, I want to look at it.
Oh, and,
should have stood up straight.
I can't remember her last name, Boomin, our photographer, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Is this a picture from the Fairmont?
Yeah. Remember how you guys climbed up there?
Hold on, I'm going to look and see if it'll load in time.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one where we're climbing out of the Romeo and Juliet thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Leave it to Vinny to be like, I can get up there.
Well, I think, didn't Vinny climb up there and then, like, pulled you up? Michelle Walker.
That's right.
Michelle Walker Photography. Thank you so much. She did some beautiful pictures.
No, Sarah's no fool. She walked up the stairs.
Yeah,
I'm the dummy that climbed over the thing.
Hey, do you think that they photoshopped this?
How so?
No.
I don't know. We look pretty good.
You guys look great.
Are you kidding? I'm not standing up straight. My neck is all...
Oh, I wouldn't have even noticed that.
Well,
I think you look great. I'm just like, wow. I don't have any zits or anything that day. Maybe I have makeup
Sarah.
On. Well, you know.
You did. You had a little bit of makeup on that day. That's all good.
Let me like it. Oh, my God, you guys. I was on, I don't know, Instagram or Facebook or something.
I was going to say drugs?
No.
My mind went there, too.
Yeah. You're on?
I was on crazy drugs. And I saw, you know how they, I think it was Instagram, how they will put sponsored pictures
up
there.
Yeah.
So this was like a little video, and you know, I notice that whenever I watch any shows now, like all the girls have just all the fake eyelashes on. Like it was actually particularly awesome when Jessica, who's currently one of the people on Big Brother, they were doing some endurance challenge or other, and they're getting squirted in the face with water and they have to hang on for dear life, and her eyelash is hanging, you know, vertically down from her eye, just sort of like attached in one little spot and hanging down her cheek. So they have these eyelashes now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to say? Do you know what I'm going to say?
I do. Go ahead.
They have tiny mega magnets on them.
Uh-huh.
So you hold, it's two sections. There's a little piece that you hold underneath, you push it up, and then you drop the big lash on top. So they kind of sandwich your eyelashes, and you don't have to, because the thing about putting on fake eyelashes, you got to put all this glue on, and then you have to stick them on there. They're wicked hard to get on. Like, I've tried, and I'm
and
like,
and they can, that
it.
Glue can really
get in your
irritate
eye
your
and
eyes.
Be horrible.
Yeah.
And when you pull them off, like you're pulling them off of glue. So this magnet thing.
Magnetic eyelashes.
Have you ever tried them?
No, but I did contact the company.
Oh, to do a Yuzi's reviewsies.
To do Yuzi's reviewsies.
You should do it.
Well, they said you're going to have to purchase them. And so when I went to go, yeah, whatever. I purchase a lot of my products as it is. So I went to go purchase them and they were out of stock.
Oh.
So they were on back order. So I'm like, no, I don't want to wait months on end. There's several companies out there where you can get these magnetic eyelashes, though.
They look amazing.
But I did read reviews, and a lot of the reviews said that they will pull off your own eyelashes.
Well, I would think the glue ones would, too. But I would think the issue would be the weight. I mean, even though they're still, it's your eyelid.
You're still feeling it.
You got to still feel that.
Yeah, but I think girls, maybe, I'm not sure, are used to, you know, putting stuff on their
mascara's
face.
Mascara is heavy. Yeah. Even eyeliner is heavy. Mm-hmm. Like those little, I'm telling you, Vinny, they were tiny little things. You could barely see them.
I am going to order them.
All right.
And I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. They're different prices. I saw anywhere from $40 for a set to about $90 for a set.
So these are not disposable. These are your new eyelashes.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, don't you want a new pair? But
well, at $90 for
they're reusable.
God,
you're bummed if they drop off, though.
Humans come up with amazing things.
Yeah,
yeah, it's weird though. You know what? I've never ever looked at someone and thought, you know what, you need some fake eyelashes. That would really do it.
Although when they're done nicely, they do. They just look amazing. When, you know, like the Kim Kardashian ones, they just look like spider legs that are coming out of her eyeballs. Like, I don't like that.
Do you really look at your eyes, though, and think, I wish I could get those things on?
When I have had fake eyelashes on, and one time we did a photo shoot where they individually placed additional eyelashes that were longer, and it looked amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is a dramatic difference. It just makes your eyes totally pop.
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I wish I had patience for actually doing that myself, but I'm just like, ah.
I know.
They
do look great. Although, they also can look super cheap. Like, it just, if they're not a good pair or you sloppily put them on, then they just look stupid.
Too thick and you haven't cut them down.
Right. I know. There's all kinds of crap you got to do. So anyways, I saw that.
And some girls have problems with their eyelashes. They don't, you know, perhaps they're not strong and they fall off. And so it's good for people like that can use them.
Exactly. Because actually, if you used kind of a smallish pair, if you had chemo, because man... You know, you got to draw on your eyebrows. It'd be really nice to be able to have some eyelashes, too, for those months. The Queen!
Ooh!
She hit my news feed this morning. And
the real Queen.
The real Queen. The Queen of England. Queen Elizabeth II. She is, not Cersei or anything, or Daenerys.
Yeah.
The Queen has 4 cocktails a day, every day. And that sounds like the minimum.
Oh, so she's a drinker. This isn't, I mean, if you had 4 a day, you would be considered a drinker. But if you just kept it to 4 and you were 70 something.
Oh, she might even be older than that. She's elderly. Oh,
you'd probably built up quite the tolerance. I wouldn't think much of it. But if you're saying at least 4.
Are they saying she's 91 years old?
91, because her husband's 96.
And that's right. She just had that big 90th birthday celebration thing.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? What do you got to do?
Well, she's the queen. She can do whatever she wants, right? So she, they say the monarch of more than 6 decades has very specific dietary preferences. As well you might. Of course, she has her own private chefs, etc. I just thought that sort of the times of these drinks were a little odd.
Oh, she spaces them.
Well, I'll just lay it out for you and then you can tell me your thoughts on it. Because I did feel that it was sort of odd. So her first drink, which she enjoys shortly before lunch, is a gin and Dubonnet with a slice of lemon and a lot of ice. So she has a little gin. I don't know. When's lunch? Let's call it 11:30. She has this little cocktail.
I like the 11:30 drink. I never mastered the ability to stop at the one and then space it out for the... When's the next one, you say?
There's a missing section here.
Mm.
Well, I did read the whole story, so I'll tell you what I remember. So she has a glass of wine and a piece of chocolate at the end of lunch. So she's had a drink before
lunch.
That's
2 drinks. Got it.
She has a glass of wine and a chocolate at the end, which sounds lovely, like just a little touch of chocolate with a little bit of wine. But during lunch, she has a martini.
Okay, so she packs the drinks in there at lunch.
She has 3 drinks within that hour.
So she takes an after-lunch nap then, I bet.
I don't know what she does in the afternoon, but she doesn't drink again until bedtime, and she has a glass of champagne right before bedtime.
Uh-huh. Champagne.
And now, if she's got some kind of state dinner, some champagne is great, I'm sure. You know, it must be popular for a reason.
You say.
I don't like it. But so she has this champagne before bed, but they don't say anything about her drinking anything during dinner, which I would assume she's going to have some wine or Or
maybe she sleeps right
through dinner. Well, she's elderly. You are right.
I don't know. That's interesting.
So it's, I know it's a very strange, if it is truly just these four drinks and she has maybe the three at, around lunchtime, kind of get her through the rest of her day. And then she eats some dinner and, oh, I'm very tired. And then she has the glass of champagne and it knocks her ass out. I don't know. But she also has, I guess every single day she has a slice of cake. And it is her favorite cake, and it's made for her every single day by the chef. Like, wow. This is the cake that she's going to eat, and she needs to have a slice. I don't know if that's a tea time thing. And maybe she just has tea. The rest, I don't know. I just thought, what a strange spread of drinks, and that she has them every single
day.
Well,
we have, you know, I like the morning drink. I like the lunchtime drink. People have such strict ideas about when you can drink. And after 5 o'clock, now I can drink. And there's nothing wrong with a drink first thing in the morning if you don't have to go anywhere. And you can stop at the one.
And you're the queen.
And you're the queen. What? Who knows? And you know what? I'll tell you another thing.
Tell me another thing.
Maybe for her, she can't sleep. And lunchtime really is kind of dinner time.
Oh, maybe she does like the big meal at lunchtime.
Because she's been up since 3 a.m.
Oh.
She doesn't sleep well.
And then she takes the champagne, tries to get a little more sleep.
She's ready for bed at like 5 o'clock.
She should try edibles. People swear by them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, why not? People.
People you know swear by them.
People I know say.
Swear by the edibles.
Take a little nibble of this chocolate that I got at the dispensary down the street, and it puts me right out.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's what they use it for, to get sleep?
That's what some people use it for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm not going to name the people.
Okay, don't.
Which means they're really close to me, because otherwise I'd just name them.
Right.
So use your imagination. But anyway, four drinks a day.
I just read what the queen does all day.
Oh, what does she do all day?
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
Tell me everything.
So she begins her day at her desk, and then she scans
what
news.
What time is that, though?
It just says the morning, so I'm assuming 8 a.m.
Okay, we'll call it 8 a.m.
And then she reads all the papers, it says here, and then she receives 300 letters every day from the public, and she will respond to some of them herself.
Some? What does that mean? One?
One to five.
I'd need a drink after that, too. So they must sort through all her mail and put a pile of 300 on her desk.
Which
and she gets through. She likes, this envelope is interesting. I'll open this one.
Right.
Envelope.
Then after that, she's got two private secretaries. They'll give her a bunch of papers and documents to sign.
I see.
Who knows if any of them are legit. Sign this. Ooh, okay.
She must hate her kid, man. How has she not stepped down yet? She must hate that guy.
Or something.
Then it says she has, this is weird, a series of official meetings, and they last 10 minutes. How could there be a series if it's 10 minutes? That would be one meeting, right?
No, each one is 10 minutes.
Okay, because it says the lasting 10 minutes.
Each
I'm sure it's all nonsense.
Sure
that's, why
sure
wouldn't
that's...
she step down? I don't get it.
Then
aren't you queen until you die? Like, that's it? It's an abdication if you step down?
Yeah.
Can't you hand it over to... Can't you say, I'm 91.
I don't know.
I have a son. Let me hand the duties over to him.
Isn't it going to skip? Doesn't he say he doesn't want it?
No, he wants it. He's wanted it his whole life. He was born to it.
But yeah, but
his
I thought
mom
because of
die.
The divorce.
Yeah,
and
the divorce and the, makes it... Makes
I,
it.
I don't think he can do it.
Yeah.
Is it going to go right to William? Is he first in line for the throne?
That's
now?
What the rumors say, yeah.
There has to be there isn't an official. There has to be.
I think you guys are both wrong. Charles is waiting for his throne, and she will not give it to him. I don't understand.
Because you don't give it until you die. Well, you die, and you cease to become
the king. Is she the one that decides who gets to be the next person, or does it just go in order?
There's an order.
Yeah, it's
there's
the
no
son.
Official anything. I've looked for that 1,000 times.
There has to be.
There is.
Vinny,
I'll,
you
I'll
can
just,
find
I'll
it.
I'll just. Who is next in line for the throne of England?
Right. Then she lunches privately. Then.
This is all before she has that first drink. She's ready for that drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it says there's usually at least a dozen guests from a variety of backgrounds. If she wants to have an informal lunch. But if it's a formal lunch, it's her privately.
Then she takes a bunch of engagements in 3 to 4 different venues before lunch. So we're back to before lunch. And then in the afternoon, she goes on public engagements. And it says she has 430 engagements a year.
Oh, so she does a couple things a day.
Yeah, and then she ends each day with a private council meeting with government ministers. Wednesday evening, she meets with the prime minister at 6:30. And then 7:30, she does something with the parliament.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
No wonder she needs those.
The drugs. Queen Elizabeth II is the present sovereign, and her heir apparent is her eldest son, Charles, Prince of Wales. Next in line after him is Prince William, Duke of Cambridge.
Is that official?
It's Charles. Yeah, it's right here.
All right.
It'll be so weird if he's ever king.
Why?
Because he's...
And what's Camilla going to be?
I know. Well, she'll just be his piece, I guess. Are they married?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they got married. Mm.
I wrote if Charles, and then the Google says, is king, what is Camilla? I just jumped. I just had to type
so
in if Charles.
Is she the queen?
I'm looking. Hold on.
Because the queen, like...
Will Camilla ever be queen?
Who she's married to isn't the king. He's the consort.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's not the queen.
Yeah. She might be in title.
I bet not even in title. Yeah.
She'd
I bet
have to be.
That's by marriage and it's got nothing to do with it.
Just Lady Camilla.
And right behind, they say it right here. And right behind Prince Charles is his son, William.
It says the queen elevated her to Privy Council. I don't know what that means, Privy Council. But she's now entrenched with the royal family.
All this stuff is nonsense. We're wasting our time.
We are.
Aren't we?
I don't know.
I mean, she's got to go soon, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I guess it'll be King Charles. I don't know if he takes... A lot of them take different names.
According to this article, she is going to be Queen Camilla.
Oh.
Yes.
650 says, Brit here. Queen can step down. Queen can step down.
Yeah.
Won't. Vin is right. Charles would be next. Yeah. And Charles
How
is dying
do
for
I know
it.
This stuff before you guys.
Well, I know that he would be next in line, but there has been so much talk because of his divorce. Like, that would actually, you know, disqualify him, according to some people.
He's in line. That's the deal.
If he was to... But yeah. He has an heir, so that's it. No, not the brother, Andrew, or the sister, whatever her name is.
No,
none
the
of them
next
have
one is
any,
William.
Because he had an heir, and that's that.
Right.
That's the succession. The Cash Me Outside girl.
Oh,
great.
Hold on. Wait. I have it. Hold on. Uh-huh. Just wait for it. Oh, wait. I don't know what that is. Okay, here we go. Hold on.
You don't have it.
Well, the Cash Me Outside girl. Looks like she's not going to go to jail. She pled guilty to multiple charges last month. She struck a plea deal. She got probation.
What was
this
the deal?
This was from before she was on Dr. Phil less than a year ago. She's still new in our life. She's only 14. This chick was sentenced to 5 years probation Tuesday in Delray Beach, Florida, after pleading guilty to 4 charges, including 2 counts of grand theft, possession of marijuana, and filing a false police report. I believe she was 12 at the time. And all this trouble predates her appearance on Dr. Phil last September, which she got famous from after dropping her signature catchphrase. It's unclear if she's going to face charges from some separate incident that went down. A friend of hers chucked ice cream at some lady and set off a series of brawls somewhere in Florida.
Cool.
Yeah. A judge ruled that Danielle would be able to complete her probation in California. She now lives there with her mom. Because, listen, she's on the fast track to fame. They're even talking about it. I haven't seen anything else about this except that there's talk of her reality show.
Yes.
I don't know who would watch that, but...
I know one person.
Don't look at me. I already told you I can't watch Kardashians anymore because I feel bad about myself.
But wouldn't you watch just to see what they put on there? Just like, what could this possibly be? Like, is it her going to high school and being a bitch there?
Right. I would have to watch it to report back to you.
Thank you. Yeah, of course. Someone on Twitter commented last week about Kid Rock running for Senate.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Basically, their quote was, Sheryl Crow must be rolling over in her grave right now. Which I guess is saying that she's dead and that they're not close, even though they had a song together.
Did they ever date?
Yeah, I thought they did.
I believe they did date.
But I just read I just read an article about her. She's put out a new record, mm-hmm. and she's got a Nashville estate and a big studio and a farmhouse just off her house.
Well, you're about to see the studio.
Oh, really?
Because she's not dead, so of course she can't be rolling over in her grave. She had a pretty funny response to this. She posted a video of her jamming in the studio on a quickly made up song called "Dude, I'm Still Alive." It's pretty cute. And what's neat about it is that, like, there she is with the other guys in her band, and they're all just, you know, sitting together playing live.
You ready?
Yep. This is live camera footage shot in by someone's handheld iPhone or whatever in the studio. So we're not hearing the final mix, but they're recording it. It's going there's some dude sitting there engineering it. But man, look at her. She's 53, I think.
Yeah.
No makeup. She looks absolutely amazing, and she's just relaxed. Rocking on the bass as she's singing.
Two weekends ago when I went to Disney at the airport where there are magazine racks galore, I got Guitar Aficionado and she's on the cover and a whole interview about her life today. I guess she's got two adopted kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
Wyatt and Erp. I don't know.
They're older now, though. Yeah. They go off to school and she goes from her house across the yard to the studio. And
so awesome.
She's got a writing partner. I don't know which one of the people in that video is him, but they just wrote a new album. I don't know when it's going to be. I was actually trying to pull up iTunes now to see if I can get a...
Yeah, she's busy.
Album, but
yeah,
she's,
the boy's name is Levi.
Look at the walls of that studio are lined with
instruments.
All kinds of guitars, and they've just got, it's like a full-on setup, and they look relaxed in there, like they've got their junk everywhere. And
let me see if I can
like
get a
heaven. She name drops Kid Rock as Mr. Richie, sings "At least the guy's not 90 in his 32nd term, but a pole in the Lincoln bedroom is bound to make some people squirm." So, and it does get a little political. You can watch the whole thing. We should post that at RadioAlice.com.
No word on her new album here.
Yeah. No. These things take time.
Yeah.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
The crosswalk buttons, do they actually work?
I love science.
Has figured some stuff out. Free drinks and big wieners after these.
Boy, it's like a potpourri of everything. It's everything you want.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And this part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your final chance to win a 4-pack of tickets for Disney so you can go experience the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
You just mentioned Guardians of the Galaxy, and that makes me think of a film called Ingrid Goes West, which we are reviewing tomorrow. And the reason is because one of the stars of that film is in the movie that you and I are reviewing tomorrow.
Aubrey Plaza is in?
No. You know who's in it? Palm Clementeef.
Who's that?
She's the girl that plays Mantis with the antennas and the...
Oh!
And she's
She plays Harley...
And she's
Wong or
yes.
something, some supermodel in that
That's
movie.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
Isn't it?
Wait a minute. Who's reviewing the movie?
Me and Sarah and John and their nieces.
My nieces freaked out when they saw this movie.
This movie review is going to be epic tomorrow.
When did
everyone.
You go see it?
We didn't. He sent me a screener for it. This is, you know, I'm a big Aubrey Plaza fan. She's just one of those actresses. I just love her face. She plays crazy
what
like
have we
nobody's
seen her
business.
In?
She's on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, that's how I know
she's
her.
She's in that TV show we watched, Legion.
Right, she's in Legion, but you've seen her in stuff. She's like, she was in that one where she and Anna Kendrick play best friends who
yeah,
decide that they're going to be
like,
wedding
guests,
yeah,
dates or whatever.
Right.
Mike and Dave need wedding guests.
Yeah.
Dates.
Wedding dates. She was also in Dirty Grandpa. Did you see that?
No, what's the movie you're going to review though?
It's called Ingrid Goes West, and it's actually it's a very interesting take on our obsession with social media.
Yes.
And when a crazy person goes wrong on social media.
Yes.
But the thing about this movie, not to give away my entire take on it.
Don't do it yet.
It's so stressful to watch.
Yes.
She's making horrible choices, and the ending, the message is so so bad.
Don't.
It's so horrible.
Too much. You've given away too much. Everyone, just tune in tomorrow at 9. Erase the last 10 seconds of that.
All right. Fantastic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mama. Hey, Hooman, are you going to review the movie, the new Adam Driver movie? I don't know. It stars the guy from, it stars James Bond, Adam Driver, Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Are you reviewing that?
Hell yeah. I don't know when, I don't think it comes out till the middle of August.
Oh, all right.
I did see the preview for it, though. Let me figure out what it's called and I'll get back to you.
Okay. It looks...
What's
so interesting. It's the everyone you have. It takes it.
It's called Logan Lucky.
I've seen the ad for it 10 times. And then it finally dawned on me the name of James Bond.
Daniel Craig.
I'm like, oh, my God, he's that guy.
It's Daniel Craig, Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, Seth
called Logan's Lucky.
Yeah, Logan.
Seth
yeah.
MacFarlane. And who's the girl?
Riley Kogue, who's
Keo, that's
Keo.
That's
Elvis's
granddaughter.
Oh, Katherine Watterson is also in it. She was the chick that was in the last Harry Potter movie that you didn't like.
Oh, it was the Newt Scamander.
Yeah, girlfriend. Hilary Swank's also in it.
Hilary Swank is back, everyone.
Oh,
it's
good.
A Steven Soderbergh film. He's back, too. I thought he retired to paint houses, but he's all of a sudden back as well.
No.
All right.
Everyone came back to do
so
this
you'll
one.
Review that?
Yeah, it's, it says it comes out August 18th.
All right.
Okay.
Here's what's happening, everyone. The first NFL game of the season is tomorrow night. If you've been binging for football, it's back tomorrow night at 5 o'clock.
Preseason action on your TV.
The Dow Jones is up over 22,000 points for the first time, driven by huge gains from Apple.
Nice.
If you've got Apple stock, you are currently winning. Up 5 points, I think.
I wish I'd never sold it.
Oh, so do you have some or you don't have some?
I do, but I sold it a long time ago when it was right when the iMac came out.
Elsewhere, the stock market is mostly lower. Movie theater companies plunged after AMC Entertainment gave a weak forecast and said it's going to cut costs. Healthcare and household goods are down. And Snap continues to disappoint everyone in the world.
Including you?
Yeah. I got to find out about that. Anyway.
Realize your loss.
Jesus, man, what the hell?
Did you buy more than one share?
Of Snap?
Yeah.
It was like $20 a share.
Do you buy one share?
No, but then I'll say, hey, you only lost $7 so far. It's not that bad.
Okay. Right. Right. You're right. That wouldn't be that bad.
Sure.
Those San Francisco crosswalk buttons that you...
Pound on.
Punch.
Does that help?
It doesn't. 80% of them don't do anything.
They
have
they
nothing.
Don't?
80% of those crosswalk buttons... Don't do a damn
I knew
thing.
It. I knew it.
Why don't they do any? What?
They're just there to mollify you as you stand and wait for that damn light to change.
Mm-hmm. They say...
I push it like 40 times every time I'm there.
Me too.
One person shouldn't be able to change the complex traffic patterns in a major city.
They're not complex. Those lights.
They are. They time the lights.
No, they don't time the lights. Those lights go like a quarter of a second off every day, and then that complex structure falls right apart in a week. We all know it.
That's true.
So don't think it's complex. Those whatever timer those lights are on don't work. Where are tax dollars going? They're not fixing the potholes. The lights aren't working. Right?
Right.
I've seen a lot of potholes fixed.
Oh, you have?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
A lot.
I haven't. Not in San Francisco.
Some people are saying, no, the buttons work. Others are saying, no, they don't work.
Yeah,
it's a huge city and
work.
There's not a chance you're going to
They might
get
work
to.
At certain times of the day, but I highly doubt that at rush hour they're...
You can stop everyone
so you can mosey
across
the street.
As I'm looking at my phone.
Because a lot of times they do have them timed where if you're going like a mile or two below the speed limit, you can just go.
I've never once made that work, but okay.
Well, that's because you can't go a mile or two below the speed limit.
I've heard people say that.
My light's on my way in now that I've slowed way down. If I go 23 miles an hour, I will not hit a red light between the Babe Way, Safeway, at the marina, and the Embarcadero.
It's a complete crapshoot for me. I drive 1.7 miles. There'll be days where I'll get three red lights, and there'll be days where I'll get 14 red lights.
I can't believe you don't just have a way that takes you just to stop signs.
I do have that way, too. But I don't go that way at 3 a.m.
Because you have to stop all the time.
Yeah, and the traffic isn't that bad. I'll take that way out in the afternoon. Mm. I'll do the stop sign way in the afternoon.
Science.
Science!
Science was...
Did you just do the Game of Thrones theme for science? It's the opposite end of the science spectrum.
A team of scientists at the University of Warwick in England just released the results of their study to find the funniest words in the world.
Puddle.
Puddle? Let me see if that's on the list. It's not.
Oh, I love that word.
What do you mean by funny?
Words that make you giggle.
The winner...
I always thought the word banana was funny.
That's a funny word.
Sure,
it's
bananas
weird.
Is good.
Banana, like what is that banana?
Banana.
Booty.
Booty.
Is the winner booty. Of
I like
the funniest
booty.
Words in the world. It beat out booby, hooter, nitwit.
Oh, nitwit's
and
good.
Twit.
Twit. You twit.
That's because there's a funnier word than twit.
Well, so early this morning, I wrote some words down that you can't read on the radio. Well, knucklehead, I like. Uh-huh. And that's, so I wrote that one down. But then I wrote.
The third one, not funny, always harsh. The fourth one, the funniest word in the world. It's like twit, but it isn't. When someone spits that out, you twit. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh.
I really like the second one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think I was watching Game of Thrones yesterday when I heard that word a couple times.
Yeah, they said that.
Yeah.
You stupid twit.
Yeah. Pay attention. Starbucks is going to be giving out free macchiatos this weekend, but here's what you got to do.
Oh, jump through some hoops?
No, it's not. I mean, it's just a certain time frame.
Okay.
From tomorrow through Monday, Starbucks is giving away free macchiatos. It's a buy one, get one free deal, and it's only available from 2 to 5 p.m.
And you have to buy, the other one has to be a macchiato as well?
I think so.
Okay.
But that's from 2 to 5, tomorrow through Monday.
Buy one, get one free.
That's a good deal, right?
Sure. I'll take free stuff.
Is it free?
Not really, but, you know.
Well, it's a pretty good deal.
Sure. It's great. If I wasn't already paying $6 for a coffee.
Exactly.
You know.
I would imagine you'd have to be in pretty bad shape to consider letting a doctor at your man area.
You
but
mean
guys
to make
are
it
still
bigger?
Out there getting penile enlargement.
Because they're not satisfied with what they got. And some of them.
Well, I understand
know,
that.
Sure,
I mean,
absolutely.
You just did it this morning. You were acting out the man who was walking along the street naked, and you held your hands out in front of you like you had a bigger than a baseball bat. You held them out here like this.
No, I was patting my butt and trying to give myself some action. And, you know, probably I did.
While walking.
I wasn't holding on to anything specific. So, you know, my hand went all crazy.
Yeah.
I went long.
Way out there.
I went long.
Yeah, like you're huge. Of course. Who wouldn't want to be?
Sure.
But here's the downside. Well, first we've heard you could lose use of the thing.
You can botch that surgery.
But we have the first ever case of a man dying from penile enlargement. It just happened.
No. That's too bad.
Dude died.
That
he
sounds
just
like
wanted a bigger wiener.
Painful slow death. Oh.
The report from the Journal of Forensic Sciences says that this 30-year-old guy in Sweden just died while getting that procedure done. Mm. They say he was totally healthy when he went in, but he went into cardiac arrest. And it's the first ever cases that of this. They say 8,400 men around the world are still having this enlargement surgery done every
what
year.
What specifically is it that
well,
they're doing?
Well, in some cases, they're putting fat into the man area.
Just to fatten it up.
In other cases, they detach it from
its anchor
the
point.
Pelvic wall, I think. and it gives you some
a
length.
Little bit more length, okay.
And I think in this case, he was having both things done. Mm. And maybe that's why, I don't know.
Yeah. Need to figure out a way to do a full transplant on those things.
And for the record, I read...
be a donor.
From who?
Be an organ donor.
From a corpse?
Yeah, an organ donor.
You know how sometimes they'll say when people get heart transplants or something, the person who they got the transplant from, if they've loved Big Macs, all of a sudden that person who gets the transplant will start liking Big Macs. Do you know what I mean? Have you heard this before?
I believe I have heard that.
So I'm just wondering if there's a penile transplant.
Like suddenly you're totally
all
into...
All of a sudden, hey, like, you know...
Some different type of woman.
Yeah, entirely.
Or men or whatever, yeah.
All right.
It's a good question, Hooman.
You know, it's deep.
Yeah, something to think about.
Yeah, think about that.
Hmm. That'll replace my thoughts on the other guy that I've been
it's
thinking
nice to
about.
It's nice something else to think about.
For the record, according to the article, the average man is between 5 and 6, so I don't know if you need that or not, but don't do it. It could kill you. Unless you need it, which I can imagine. What a bummer to have a girl laugh at you and say, I'm ready to go home.
I was young. I would have been more tactful. Would have been like, oh, my stomach. Oh, no.
Oh, really? Oh, no. You would have faked a stomach?
Oh, God. Oh, geez. No, the hospital, no. Just home is fine.
I'm dizzy all of a sudden.
I can't oh, my
stand.
God. I can't be here anymore. Not for one more second. Let's go.
Would you feel bad?
I'd be all, drop me back off at the bar.
Let me find somebody else. I'm going to be dizzy until we get there. And you'll have to drive.
Nothing to drink.
I can't look at you.
Would you feel bad if you found out that guy, after you said you were making out with him in the backseat of the car, you went for it and decided it wasn't useful? You're showing me your pinky. I understand the cameras are catching all that.
I'm only showing you one knuckle of my pinky.
I don't even see how that could be possible. But anyway... Would you be bummed if you found out right after that night he went and got surgery?
Would I be
this
bummed?
This surgery, yeah. Would you feel like, oh my God, I made him so self-conscious?
No, that guy needed it. Although he he did father a child later.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still know the guy.
You do?
Well, I
Is
know.
Is it Evil Rick?
No. It's
good Rick?
No, it's not one of the Ricks. It's a peripheral friend that I still know what that person's up to, just because I know a ton of people he knows.
Oh, and he's got kids.
I wish I could sing you a song right now that John.
You
and I
have a song about that guy.
Sing the song.
I can't do it.
Why?
Wait, so John knows that there you were. With
oh yeah,
some dude
no, that story's legendary
you
in
left,
our family.
You just left.
Yeah. Well,
I was
sitting with Evil Rick, with Good Rick's brother was in the front getting it on with his girlfriend when I was in the back with this guy, and I hit Danny on the, I'm like, hey, we gotta go.
Danny?
No, that's Evil, Good Rick's brother.
It's not the girlfriend.
And he's all, we just parked. We don't gotta go anywhere.
And he was like, oh, we do? Oh, okay.
Oh, he knew?
Well, no. I mean, I didn't tell him till later.
That's awful. Is that part of the song?
Part of the song.
All right. How about a fast fact?
Sure. Fast facts. It just felt so empty.
Oh, yeah.
I love those.
Freddie Mercury signed off on the Wayne's World scene where the guys sing along to Bohemian Rhapsody while he was on his deathbed.
Oh.
Freddie loved the idea and approved it.
That makes me so sad.
Does it?
That he's gone.
Well, that he's gone.
Yeah. It's nice that he signed off.
But it's cool that he got to see that his song would get sort of a renewed usefulness out there in the pop culture.
Well, he had to know that was happening in cars across the world at any given time.
So great. Right?
The best. That song. God, I love it. You'd think he'd be sick of it by now after all these years of hearing it, but I still get sucked in every time.
Anyway, back after these with your text messages.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.